Treasury nominee Paulson told the Senate Finance Committee that, if confirmed, he will make sure the once-secret program to track suspected terrorists through a vast international banking database balances security and privacy. The New York Times first reported on the program last week, followed by other U.S. newspapers. Revelations about the program sparked angry criticism from several officials in the Bush administration, beginning with the president himself.
Congress was briefed, and what we did was fully authorized under the law. And the disclosure of this program is disgraceful. We're at war with a bunch of people who want to hurt the United States of America. And for people to leak that program and for a newspaper to publish it does great harm to the United States of America.
Under the program, the Bush administration was allowed to look for terrorist links by tapping into the records of an international banking cooperative that handles millions of messages each day from thousands of financial institutions around the world. New York Times executive editor Bill Keller issued an email statement saying the decision to publish the story about the secret program was, in his words, a hard call, but that it was in the public's interest to go ahead. Some conservatives have condemned the Times for the story, including this caller on the public affairs network C-SPAN, who confronted New York Times reporter Eric Lichtblau.
He should be sitting in jail right now, awaiting trial for treason. This was uncalled for.
It was decided there was, you know, a compelling public interest. You know, we've had a fast and furious debate the last 6 months or so over the NSA program and this difficult balance between national security and privacy and civil liberties.
Some Republicans are calling for an investigation by the Justice Department to see if the Times violated espionage laws by publishing the story. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York spoke on Fox Television.
And to me, their conduct was absolutely disgraceful, and it's criminal, and they should be prosecuted.
President Bush says some members of Congress were informed about the banking surveillance program. So far, opposition Democrats have said little about the issue. Democratic Senator Max Baucus of Montana complained that the administration did not brief the Senate Finance Committee on the terror tracking program. Another Democrat, Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts, says the administration has adopted what he calls a shoot-the-messenger strategy by focusing criticism on the New York Times. The Times also came in for criticism from the administration last year for reporting on the domestic surveillance efforts of the National Security Agency to monitor international phone calls without court warrants. The Times was awarded with the Pulitzer Prize for its reporting on that story, one of the highest honors in American journalism. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.